Now, Indonesia has returned a container load of recyclables to Australia. The material did not meet their stringent import requirements. They're the latest Southeast Asian country to refuse Australia's recycling waste. And in January 2018, China stopped buying our recyclables. So in order to address this issue, Australia needs to reduce contamination in our commercial and household recycling. We need to improve our sorting facilities to identify the types of materials that are causing concern. This should really be a wake-up call for us that we need to improve the recycling industry and take urgent steps to reduce our reliance on overseas destinations for dealing with our waste. Trevor Thornton from the Deakin University is a professor of the School of Life and Environmental Sciences. Trevor joins us today to discuss what we need to be done. Hello, Trevor. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So why are several countries returning our recyclables? What's the issue there?
Well, I think as you've correctly pointed out, it's the level of the types of contaminants that are in those streams. And what's happened is that in the past, the countries have accepted those levels of contaminants, but now they're having to face the problem of cleaning them up or disposing of it to landfill. Its essence, they're paid for it. They're paid for clean product, and they haven't been getting it.
Right. So we're kind of we've been lazy on our end and just been not doing our job properly. Is that right?
Pretty much so. And it really has two sort of implications. One is that because we are a little lazy in terms of what we put into our recycling bin, obviously the overseas markets are starting to push back and say they don't want it anymore. But we would be great if we could rely on the Australian markets to buy that, buy the recyclables, but because of the contaminants, they tend not to. So it's a twofold thing. Overseas aren't taking it, Australians aren't taking it.
Yeah, right. And so when you talk about contaminants, what are some of the items that are the issue?
Yeah, we're generally not talking about like hazardous materials and such, but your recycling bin at home, people are putting things such as nappies, garden waste, food, a whole range of sort of like really sort of items that should be going just simply into the rubbish bin, but people are a little lazy or they're not aware, and that comes back to education, advising people of what to do and continually reminding them about what to do.
Right, so that yellow lidded bin, it really should just be getting, I mean, I think there's a picture even on top that you can follow.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, and this is another question. Do we need to rinse out everything, or if you put something in that's dirty, is that contaminated?
No. Generally, I mean, if you've got a jar full of, I don't know, jam or something like that, because it's gone off or something like that, then you would be wanting to get most of that. But the residues that are mainly in the containers, you don't need to rinse out because the systems actually deal with that when they get washed and so forth. It's more the items. So, for example, if you put plastic bags, like the old shopping bags, into it, when they go through the recycling process, they tend to act like paper, so they end up in the paper and cardboard stream, which therefore is a contaminant.
Oh, right.
So they're the sorts of things that we need to do. So if people were more aware of how their recyclables get managed and where they're going to, they might be a little bit more conscious about what they're doing.
Right, and so now with offshore countries no longer taking our recycling waste, I guess that's, you know, it's a problem, but it's also an opportunity. Are there any organisations here in Australia looking to pick up the slack in that area?
Not really. Unfortunately, the recycling facilities that we have are pretty much operating to capacity now. So what we need is some more recycling facilities we're able to sort. We also need to improve the technology that in the current one so that they're better at getting the contaminants out and getting the right materials into the right streams. And this is a role, obviously, for private industry, but governments, both federal and state governments, need to I guess, step up a little bit and start putting more strategies into place, but actually doing something now rather than sort of thinking about it.
kind of kicking the can down the road and hoping that it's going to all be fixed.
Exactly.
Professor yeah. Thornton, if you, what would be your solution if you could implement one initiative tomorrow to help address this situation? What would it be?
I would put into place some sort of either taxes or levies or incentives for Australian businesses, Australian businesses to start purchasing the recycled material to use as their own materials. That way we're not going to rely on overseas materials. It's the economic supply and demand, and then the recycling facilities would start cleaning it up a little bit more when they know they've got those ready markets.
Yeah, interesting. It's such an interesting situation at the moment. I think it's one we're going to hear more and more of as we all become more aware of this issue. Professor Thornton, thank you so much for your time. It was great talking to you.
No worries. Thank you. Anytime.
Have a nice day.
You too. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Professor Trevor Thornton, who is at the Deakin University. He's a professor at the School of Life and Environmental Sciences. And he's just been talking to us about the recycling problem that we've got with offshore countries no longer looking to accept our waste.